Prosecutors in South Korea announced on Sunday that they will investigate South Korean President Park Geun-hye as a suspect in a growing corruption scandal that's touched on nearly every aspect of the government there. It's already led to multiple resignations and indictments within the president's administration. Nearly a million protesters have taken to the streets in Seoul in past weeks to demand the resignation or the impeachment of President Park. She's the first woman to be president of South Korea, but it's a complicated web of scandal involving everything, it appears, from shamanism to bribery, and it's testing the strength of Korean democracy. Joining me from South Korea, Suki Kim. She's contributing editor for The New Republic. Suki, welcome.
Hi.
There are accusations of influence peddling here, extortion, even a figure close to the president who's the famous daughter of a cult leader. Can you explain?
It's really a mind-boggling scandal, which expose the corruption of this South Korean, what appear to be stable democracy. You know, I've been in Seoul for a few weeks and have now been at the protest for 3 weeks in a row. I mean, the next protest is coming up this weekend. It's projected to be 3 million people. And it's touched every single aspect of the society. This woman, the confidant, has wielded influence and has basically created shell companies and you know, took money using the influence. And we're talking every field, from sports to entertainment industry to banking to real estate, everything.
So we're talking about a woman, a confidant, you said. This is a woman named Choi Soon-shi, right? She's a friend of the president, and she's accused of doing what?
So this friend is really someone Park Geun-hye grew up with, knew for over 4 decades, and is a daughter of a man who's a bit of a cult leader. Not only that, the woman also looked through all the classified documents. So it seems not only all this money corruptions, but also the woman was involved in making decisions in, you know, president's affairs and national affairs. And this woman's not a classified person. Like, no one knew she was there all this time. So I think that this has shocked people. But, you know, it's not only this. It's just that there's been a brooding anger among people, which I guess through this occasion has erupted.
And specifically, Choi Soon-shi, the friend, is accused of setting up shell companies, basically charging for access to the president or to the presidential office, right? Is there any evidence now that Park herself, the president, was complicit in all this?
Yes, there are many evidences are coming up. Every day is a breaking news. It's really kind of at the emotional core of the anger, which goes back to the ferry disaster of 2014. If you remember, there was a Sewol ferry, South Korean ferry, that sank, and about 300 high school students died in it. And President Park was missing for 7 hours. And now evidences are coming up. Some of it hasn't still been verified, that she was possibly doing a cosmetic surgery with a hospital. And now that part has been proven, that there's a clinic, private clinic involved, which is where, of course, Choi Soon-shi has a lot of stakes in this clinic. And the doctor has won a lot of government funding and contracts and product placements. I mean, this is as insane as it sounds.
What has Park said in her own defense?
None to speak of.
So does it appear then that this scandal is headed for impeachment for President Park? Is there a way to really assess the overall quality of the charges? I mean, you've listed so many things.
So many things. An impeachment proceeding has actually begun. The opposition has declared it officially that they're pursuing it. Right now, they're coming up with the date early December. And the now courts are saying, you know, if half of the accusations prove to be true, because now it's a federal investigation, no longer as a witness, but as a suspect, then she could easily be impeached. Although it's a very complicated process, and she would end up being a first president to be impeached. I mean, it's a shame on so many levels, this first female president, also becoming the first impeached president in the Korean history.
A rapidly expanding scandal, a million people perhaps in the streets of Seoul demanding the resignation or impeachment of South Korean President Park Geun-hye. Suki Kim in Seoul, contributing editor for The New Republic. Thanks so much.
Thank you.